I'm MJ Blehart, and this is Pathwalking 350. Why do we compare ourselves to others? There is no need to compare ourselves to anyone else. Each of us is unique. We have our own gifts, our own talents, our particular special way. Yes, we are made up of the same basic molecular structure, and our souls are all interconnected, but we are still separate, unique consciousnesses. Consciousness creates reality in part because what separates us from the rest of the animal kingdom is our singular consciousness. Our lot is not just to survive, propagate, and thrive, but to explore, gain knowledge, and expand our awareness of all that is. While we are all different as individuals, most of the means by which we separate ourselves are artificial. The difference in the color of our skin, the shape of our eyes, religious beliefs, nationalities, sexual preferences, gender identity, and so forth is an artifice. These things, when all is said and done, do not matter. What does matter is that we live in an abundant universe. We are not in competition with anyone else. Nobody is better, more deserving, or worthier than anybody else when all is said and done. So why do we always compare ourselves to others? It is my belief that this is part of the artifice that our so-called leaders, be they spiritual, religious, business, governmental, or what have you, created. To empower themselves and disempower those they desired to rule over, they created these artificial divisions, or, in some cases, used obvious differences such as gender, sex, and skin color. This was born of a belief that there was not enough of whatever resource to go around. Lack, scarcity, insufficient supply, call it what you will. So they would hoard it and do what they could to get the rest of us to compare ourselves to one another. Such comparisons lead to competition. Why do we compare ourselves to anyone else? We live in an abundant universe. It is infinite, enormous, and there is more than enough love, tangible and intangible things for everyone. Yet when we are made to compare ourselves to those around us, invariably this leads us to competition. I have written about this before, but to sum it up, we are not in competition with one another. Each of us has different needs and desires. Sure, some of these things match up, like money and happiness and such, but for the most part, these desires are different for each of us. Further, because this is an abundant universe, there isn't any need to compete. Those in power, especially those who are fearful of losing their power because they know that it's just an illusion, want to disempower the people they feel they have power over. The best way to do this is by using fear. Fear is an incredibly powerful tool. Some of us have fears of tangible things, but I think the vast majority are intangibles. But a great way to disempower is to prop up someone that we can compare ourselves to. That someone may be wealthy, successful, beautiful, confident, or some other attribute we likely desire for ourselves. When we are bombarded by messages of lack and scarcity and given over to fear that we are unworthy or undeserving, we may compare ourselves to that someone. That comparison may lead us to make choices based in fear to outdo that someone. I believe that we all do this to a greater or lesser degree. I write about this multiple times a week, repeating it over and over again that consciousness creates reality. But I still compare myself to others I wish in some way to emulate, often because I fear I am undeserving of what they have. We should only compare ourselves to ourselves. I am constantly striving to recognize my own worth. Some days it feels much more like struggling. But knowing that consciousness creates reality, I am aware that it is within my power to build the life I most desire to have. No, I am not thin, nor tall, nor stunningly handsome. I am, however, worthy and deserving of all the good the universe has to offer me. The only person I compare myself to is the person I was, the person I am, and the person I desire to be. This is why the only people we need to compare ourselves to is ourselves. Who we are, who we were, who we desire to be are the only comparisons to be made. Because we have the ability to learn in new, abstract, and totally random ways, this is the only comparison that counts. That someone we compare ourselves to is no more worthy or deserving of good things than we are. So long as we do our best, work to become better, and do nothing to intentionally harm another, we can have the same amazing things, be they tangible or intangible. Competition belongs on the athletic field and in the races to create better, more incredible things to help advance mankind. Competition between you and I is irrelevant and artificial. When we compare ourselves to others, we feed this unnecessary fear. We are powerful creatures. You and I are worthy and deserving of all sorts of incredible things. Let's not compare ourselves to one another. Let's instead compare our notes and work together for the greater good. Who do you compare yourself with and why? This has been the 350th entry in my Pathwalking series. These weekly posts are designed ideas for, and my personal experiences with, walking along the path of life. I share this journey as part of my desire to make a difference in this world along the way and empower myself and my readers with conscious reality creation. Thank you for joining me. Feel free to reblog and share. I'm MJ Bleehart, and this has been Pathwalking 350.